Psalm chapter 4, verse 2 says, O sons of men, how long will my honor become a reproach? How long will you love what is worthless and aim at deception? Oh, how familiar that sounds. Our culture seems determined to see the honor of God embarrassed and the vileness of the human heart honored. There was a day when people wanted nothing to do with the consequences and obvious hurtful ends of sin. We even called them deadly. Remember the seven deadly sins? For death is what sin ultimately works in the life of a rebellious and wicked person. But now, many of these sins are flaunted and even praised for their limited and fleeting benefits. Movie icons spew lines like greed. Greed is good. We have TV shows with plot lines that focus on and are even entitled revenge, Pretty Little Liars, and now a popular show entitled Lucifer. We wonder why our communities are gripped by violence, self-centeredness, and insecurity. Well, Psalm chapter 4 continues, Offer the sacrifices of righteousness and trust in the Lord. Many are saying, Who will show us any good? Lift up the light of your countenance upon us, O Lord. You have put gladness in my heart. More than when their grain and new wine abound, in peace I will both lie down and sleep. For you alone, O Lord, make me to dwell in safety. Peace and security won't and can't come as long as people have abandoned God and are consumed with the pursuit of their own passions. Only tears, heartbreak, and self-destruction can come from that. But walking in God's righteousness and trusting in Him will bring gladness to the heart. It'll bring peace in times of stress and a tangible safety from the enemies and the storms of life.